worldly things, men, food, and rupees, and also don't go towards worldly luxuries, luxury,
amazing, worldly things,
and run after moments. And moments, not run after anything else. This is all. And try to develop your mind. As the Radhamananda and Mahaprabhu in dialogue. We should try to give everything up. This will be learned only with Gurudev and the Vaishnava. We should try to give ourselves fully to Gurudev. Here this is sadhana. We will learn here. And then in Aprakrit prayer, we can give everything is fine. As Gopis has given everything. Here we can give everything, but not everything. There are so many things we can give. Mind we can give. Try to give. But in Siddhavasa we can give. So we should try and to learn to give everything to the Vaishnava. And do everything for us. We should try to obey with your sons. These are the good days of the world. But we should try to obey.
And live peacefully together, no quarreling.
Just a dinner and problem. Only then how to achieve the Krishna.
I'll do my best to try to solve that. We should not make any problems. There is no problem, I do not create any problem.
Gurudev, after Krishna left Vrindavan and the gopis were lamenting, feeling so bad, so then Uddhava came and he saw how miserable the gopis were. Then he went back and he told Krishna. So didn't Krishna feel bad? That the gopis were feeling so much pain? Didn't he want to go back and stay with them? Why not?
Listen, my father. We are living as one people in this world. But it is the act of money, second. In this world, it is for 50 years or 70 years. But for that world, only it is a time for a little second. They are very happy. It is not second. If you will always live with me, then actually, you cannot regard me.
Familiarity is complete.
You will think that Maharaj is only an ordinary person like me. If I will take Mahaprasadam always with you, you can serve me and be with me, give me water, everything. Serving in whole day as the boy is serving me. Then, he will see that he is out of depression. He is not a thing which is precious. And when you see that you can't speak a minute, all astronomy have no time to, he has no time to live. So, so for Bhagavad person, sadhak, Krishna has done act like so. Actually he can lead anybody by a second.
This tendency is there to see Guru as ordinary when you're with him all the time. But also he was saying that one has to be with Guru all the time to learn his things.
So by mind also we have.
But sometimes by mind you cannot hear him.
If we always live with him, then we will see that he is worldly person. And he, there are so many bad qualifications in him. You try to... Oh, he is so... He is so... worldly.
And he becomes angry.
He becomes angry. He goes in school like us.
As ordinary beings.
Oh, he talks with that lady. He talks with that person. He has so much greed towards the Buddha.
We saw this without Guru Maharaj, his personal servants, many times what happened to them.
Happened?
Yes.
I know.
They became very
disappointed. We are more clever than him.
Yeah. I know more than him. So,
maybe...
You can manage more than him.
He made a mistake.
Huh?
I corrected it.
What he cannot, could not do, I...
Then you tell Naveen to give me his body and I'll take over. Time to change. He can take my body, I'll take his, and then I can serve you.
In next job. Not in this.
Next birth. Alright. To help me out. He's so magnanimous.
Maybe that I make it, maybe moment, and you can suddenly in that time.
Next birth.
Anyhow.
Maybe I get man's body next birth. So then what happens if you...
try to become a male.
No.
They are so dangerous.
Women also?
This is human.
So ignorant, so foolish.
It is better practice.
So emotional.
You will accept it.
But I can't chant. My mind is everywhere. I'm just thinking about myself.
Really, lady, you say. Ask Krishna to do all these things.
I am begging.
Because lady has heart.
So, but sometimes
you don't.
They have mind and so cruel.
Mind of the woman is so, can be so cruel.
Mm.
Woman can be so cruel.
Vindictive.
But it seems sometimes that the male body is more favorable for sadhana, for practices.
I want to be like Kavita Sarita. You have some animal. And the source point. I can speak to you.
Who is the competition?
What are the order you have to win?
But I see that some of your brahmacharis are not like that.
How they are?
They are quite gentle.
Gentle?
Yes.
Is there any chance to control the mind in this lifetime?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
tongue chanting Hare Krishna, mind here, there, there, there.
Because you are ambitious of so many.
Because
ambition, so many you have ambition.
And not good. So many desires. But also, Maharaj, I see, especially when the language is a different language than what I can understand, that I'm so many things to try to learn and understand and correct. There seems so much work to be done to make a mind proceed towards sadhana and chanting, because it is so restless. So it seems like there's a natural struggle that's taking place.
I have to complete
one more.
So many.
I have to.
One lakh daily you're chanting. So much. You're talking with so many people. I'm in anxiety about going back to Vrindavan because I look back and I just see so much austerity. The summer was so difficult, then this illness, so difficult to find place to live. So much austerity in Vrindavan, I'm in anxiety about going back.
Why? You're blessed to live?
I'm not sure. I had a place, but it's not mine, it's someone else's. But so much austerity there.
Austerity?
Difficulties.
So many.
I must admit I'm also afraid going back. It was difficult this last year for me in Vrindavan, it was very difficult.
Why?
Internally. I guess you can say purification, but so many internal. I've been trying to go to Mayapur, trying to go anywhere, but not in here. I cannot be peaceful in Vrindavan.
Why?
I don't know.
You have room there?
My external situation is fine. There's no difficulty. But I guess some purification in the heart has been very obscure.
Try to follow me.
The pressure of the institution. The pressure of so many things.
In Vrindavan.
The weather has been very hard for me this year.
Because your husband is there.
I know, I must stay. I have no choice, but my spirit is not strong.
Huh?
My spirit is not strong at present.
But
I'm trying, but I have some hesitation, some weakness of heart at present.
There are some problems with living. But yet, you should pray Krishna. I am trying to make a room for the ladies, those who have nothing for them, but the other source. And maybe it is I don't know how you should, you can be there and
I like you.
How shall we die? You have no source. I'm thinking, may not
like. Mm-hmm.
I think that if I will think, Krishna will not. But I don't try to know. Just to do a place where all the gods is living. But I think sometimes that they will quarrel themselves. This is the known.
It can be like that.
Right.
I'm sorry that I can't speak in your country.
Today I was reading in Anchalila about Lord Chaitanya leaving his room at night. He'd hear Krishna's flute, he'd get outside the room, and then the devotees would find he was gone and they'd go looking for him.
Open?
Open?
Can you open? Perhaps it will take. Please go with it.
This one also? Yeah. So the devotees, they'd fight Lord Chaitanya with the cows, lying with the cows, and all his limbs were inside. He was like a tortoise. And the devotees would get so upset to see Lord Chaitanya like that. So then they carry him back to his room, or sometimes they bring him back to external consciousness as quickly as possible because they didn't like seeing him like that. But Lord Chaitanya was happy then because then he'd be with Krishna. And when they call him back to external consciousness, he gets so upset and he'd start weeping, and then the devotees would feel so bad to see Lord Chaitanya weeping. So why would they always bring him back to external consciousness? Why wouldn't they let him just stay in internal consciousness? Then he was happy. They made him cry by bringing him back. So why they would always do that? They'd see him cry, then they would start to cry.
Srimati Radhika has asked this question to Gopis, so Lalita and Vishakha. I think you are not my friends. When I became out of sense, at that time I met Krishna. And at that time, you give me water, give me fan, and try to make me out of consciousness. But I think that at that time I was so much happy meeting Krishna. But now you are giving me distress. I am so much unhappy. Why you do so? Then in Vrindavan, and Krishna is in Mathura, and here I am meeting with Sar Krishna. Then you tell me that don't be. Why you do so? Have you no this realization that I am how unhappy, and you don't feel unhappy? Krishna is Mathura and still you tell me to have consolation. Why you tell me? What is the answer?
I'm asking you.
What is it? Not love. This is pain.
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 No, translation is not love. The thing, Chaitanya Prabhu, when eating and eating, Raya Ramananda and Satyamudra come. Sings a slope of Srimad Bhagavatam, or Vidyapati Chandrikati Satyagata. Then Mahaprabhu becomes more Dirahagastha,
Dirahagastha,
full separation, and rejects Srimad.
Govinda is servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's making that high they come, they make unhappy Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When they are not out of this place, full some separation but not like this. So they should not come to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cannot leave a second without them. And when they come, he does too. We thank our spirit source. They want, they are seeing the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when spelling in sea, coming to clouds, being like dead. That thing is that this is a position of where all house modes are coming together, like sea webs. So, when at a time eight kinds of modes meeting, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cannot tell right this. So they want that he should come in out of position, consciousness, so that he may forget all this. So they are trying to consolation, give consolation to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes in outer sense, he again feels aversion and reverence. No reply of this question.
Not easy to understand.
So I am telling you that don't do bhajan, be far away from Krishna. He'll fell you in so much distress and unhappy position. If you want to be happy in this world, go to America and other places and...
We tried that.
Don't chant, don't read Bhagavad, don't read Chaitanya Chaitanya.
We already did that. We didn't like it.
We are falling in the trap of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and in so nothing to do.
I think that it is Mukunda from Srikanth.